You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Bang! Pow! It's Get Action, The Wire's weekly check-in with Action Station Aotearoa.
The Israeli-founded and based company SodaStream is the most popular sparkling water maker in New Zealand, supplying sparkling water machines to over 400,000 households in Aotearoa, with around 30% of families using one to make beverages at home. The company has also had involvement in the Israeli occupation of the Palestinian territories, previously having a factory in the Ma'ale Adumim settlement in the internationally recognized Palestinian West Bank. A petition was recently launched on Action Station by members of BDS Aotearoa calling on retailers to swap out SodaStream for ethical alternatives. For this week's Get Action, I speak with Brandon Johnstone, a BDS coordinator at Palestine Solidarity Network Aotearoa, to talk about the petition calling on retailers and stockists to swap out SodaStream for more ethical alternatives. To begin, can you tell us about your petition and your calls to retailers and stockists here in Aotearoa?
Yeah, I mean, this comes from the latest move in a very long movement, you know, the BDS movement that was launched in 2005 by a whole set of organizations within Palestinian civil society. So we're talking about trade unions, refugee networks, women's organizations, those sorts of groups, non-governmental organizations. At the time, that was largely triggered by the establishing of the apartheid wall, separated Israel proper from the occupied Palestinian territories in violation of an international criminal court decision. So one of the businesses that has been subject to boycott because of its role in Israeli violations of human rights is SodaStream, which at the time was present in occupied West Bank and has since moved to the south of the Negev Desert. So that's displacing indigenous Bedouin Arabs there and taking over that land for industrial purposes. So this petition that we've launched is effectively asking the collective people of Aotearoa to refuse to give any more money to SodaStream and to join the call to boycott and to swap out for an alternative.
So what are the alternatives to SodaStream that retailers and stockists should be presenting instead?
Yes, so in terms of specifically that function of SodaStream's flagship product, the carbonated drinks that you can make at home, right? So there are alternatives like O Bubbles is one of the big ones that's owned by a New Zealand business, which is always a better alternative, right? In terms of fizzy drinks in general, there's a lot of Kiwi-owned alternatives like Karma Drinks and Phoenix, or Australian-owned businesses like Bundaberg. Down here where I'm based in Otipoti, Dunedin, there's a West factory where you can literally take your old cartridges and get them filled up. But if you're not there, if you're not in Dunedin, then O Bubbles can provide the same service for you.
So as you mentioned earlier, SodaStream closed its factory in the West Bank around 2015, but does SodaStream still play a role in the occupation of the Palestinian territories and especially the war on Gaza?
Yeah, so it's developing industrially in the Negev Desert. So that's where the indigenous Bedouin people have lived for generations. So this isn't part of what the United Nations considers the occupied Palestinian territories, but it's still involved in the displacement of indigenous people. So SodaStream products, if you pick up a SodaStream box at a retailer, you'll see that it has a statement slapped on it about Arabs and Jews working side by side in peace and harmony, which, you know, is a lovely sentiment and is part of the project that we are actually supporting. But what SodaStream is actually doing here is displacing people and then hiring some of them back as second-class laborers, as cheap labor to make profits for SodaStream, rather than labor working in dignity side by side.
Have you been able to reach out to stockists and retailers to discuss this campaign? And if so, what have their responses been like?
We have tried and tried, and we've got nothing back from most of these retailers. One of our focuses at the moment is Noel Leeming and Warehouse Group, Warehouse Limited more broadly. That's because the Warehouse Group, as well as stocking SodaStream, stocks a handful of other BDS priority targets, like Hewlett-Packard, for example, which effectively serves as the spine of Israeli policing surveillance that tracks and monitors Palestinian civilians. So we've really tried to do this in good faith, to, you know, to have a look at their ethical procurement statements and say, well, here's why we think that SodaStream is not an ethical product for you to be importing here. And it's a shame that we haven't heard anything back. I see reading some of their ethical procurement statements, like the Warehouse in particular, They speak about labor exploitation in Africa, for example. You see all these different examples of monitoring the supply chain, but there's no mention of Palestine or Palestinians, and I think that's kind of sort of an insidious form of this racism, right? This dehumanization of Palestinians is that they're not even seen to be people worth talking about the exploitation in the way that, say, Bangladeshis are in terms of fashion or other people in, you know, in exploited labor conditions.
How would you respond to critics who might be skeptical of boycotting as a way to protest the occupation of Palestinian territories?
Yeah, I mean, it's a skepticism that a lot of us have in terms of boycotting more broadly, right? Like, it's often seen as this individual solution to a gigantic problem. But what we've learned from the BDS movement is that individual boycott can take collective form. And especially in terms of BDS specifically, it's led by the BDS National Committee in Palestine, so they have strategies, they have targets. We have seen a series of BDS victories. For example, here in New Zealand, we were focusing on Obala Hummus recently. So that was owned by Sabra, I believe, in Israel, had been donating money to the IDF specifically, and they have since sold off the Israeli portion of that company to PepsiCo. SodaStream itself moved. I think it's pretty clear that it was a result of BDS pressure out of the occupied West Bank. They refute this, of course. That's part of the playbook, right? You never admit that the boycott has any effect. Meanwhile, you get your allies in other countries, like in the US, some states have actually legislated against speaking for BDS. So we can see that it is having concrete wins. So I think any of the suggestion that it is an ineffective way for us to engage with the Israeli apartheid and genocide is just incorrect.
Are there any other products that are connected to the occupation of the Palestinian territories that stockists should be presenting alternatives for?
Yeah, I mean, there's some really big ones like Hewlett-Packard and Dell, so that's computer technologies. And those technologies, like I referenced before, are used in the Israeli policing system. They're intertwined with weapon systems that are battle-tested on Palestinians. So specifically, HP has been a product, has been a boycott target for a very long time, and Dell has just recently been added. Another big company that has recently been added to the BDS priority list is Coca-Cola. So that's something that we, you know, near ubiquitous is in all of our supermarkets and a lot of our, you know, local fast food and all of these other places. That's something that's very easy for us to just pick an alternative. That's on the list because they have a Coca-Cola runs a factory in an illegal settlement against UN rulings. So I would suggest that everybody look at bdsaotearoa.nz for updates and other alternatives and other BDS targets so that you can be a part of this collective boycott movement.
All right, well, I think that's everything from me, but is there anything else you'd like to add before we finish off?
The only other thing I want to add is this campaign in and of itself, BDS, it's taken inspiration from the boycott campaign against South African apartheid. You know, that was a campaign that Kiwis were constantly told was having no effect. It was just annoying people. It was turning South African society against us. We heard all of these things until the apartheid system itself of South Africa collapsed. So it's of the utmost importance that we organize collectively together on the ground and continue putting pressure here. Every dollar that we refuse to spend on these Israeli products doesn't get funneled into the Israeli state, into these weapons civilians that are killing people in their tens and probably hundreds of thousands. So I think that's all I have to say, is just do whatever you can. Operate collectively and work with the people around you. You don't have to start any of this BDS movement from scratch. There will be people in your local city and on your campus who are doing this sort of marketing already. So do get involved and be proactive.
Just one more thing, just to reiterate, what resources should our listeners and other consumers use if they want to find out about products that are connected to the Palestinian occupation and boycott them?
We at the SodaStream team specifically, the campaign team here, have an email address, info@boycottsodastream.nz. For BDS more broadly in New Zealand, there's bdsaotearoa.nz. That's a website that we run for specifically taking the advice from Palestinians and funneling it into a New Zealand context. But for the wider movement to see what's going on in the Asia-Pacific region and around the world, in terms of this movement, you can have a look at bdsmovement.net, and that will be updates directly from the Palestinian BDS National Committee.
And that was Brandon Johnstone, a BDS coordinator at Palestine Solidarity Network Aotearoa, talking to us about a petition calling on retailers and stockists to swap out SodaStream for more ethical alternatives. If you'd like to sign this petition, you can find it on our.actionstation.org.nz under the name Swap Out SodaStream.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.